The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Peter Boyle's show.
Morning, everybody. It's a Thursday, July the 29th, 2021. Thursday, sun's coming out. It says sunny and hot, 98 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, maybe some evening storms. And Saturday and Sunday, showers and storms over the weekend. So a lot has happened. And, of course, Tom has the news. Billy's got the con. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Peter. Yesterday was 100. And so it's going to be comparatively cool today.
You got the big boy.
I have the big boy voice, yes. Employees at UC Health and Denver Health will now be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as the Delta variant spreads. UC Health and Denver Health are the two largest health providers in the state. Both say they will be exemptions for religious or medical reasons. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Biden is expected to require federal employees and government contractors to prove they've been fully vaccinated or agree to regular COVID testing. This news is sponsored by Indeed.com. Hitting a hiring roadblock? With Indeed, Instant Match, get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match their job description when you sponsor a post. Visit Indeed.com/credit. The Senate has voted to start work on passing an infrastructure package after a bipartisan group of senators reached an agreement with President Biden. In a rare bipartisan 67-32 vote, the Senate voted to start debate on $550 billion for public works projects. It's unclear if enough senators will eventually support the final passage of the bill. Governor Polis announces the formation of a state cannabis business office, which would provide technical support and assistance for people wanting to start a cannabis business. Much of the focus will be on providing grants and loans to applicants who might otherwise be unable to start a business due to their income or other barriers. America's reigning champion pole vaulter, Sam Kendricks, has pulled out of the Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for COVID-19. On Instagram, Kendrick's father said his son feels fine, has no symptoms. The creators of the satirical show South Park say they want to buy the Casa Bonita restaurant in Lakewood. Colorado natives Matt Stone and Trey Parker once featured the restaurant in the show. They enjoyed going to the restaurant as children, say they have big plans for the location if they can work out a deal with the current owners. Casa Bonita has been closed due to the pandemic. That should be really a fun creation.
That'd be great. I saw that. That'd be wonderful.
Boggles a mind what it'll be, but it really will be good. Online broker Robinhood goes public today. The company is offering 55 million shares in an effort to raise more than $2 billion. It'll trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HOOD. On Wall Street, S&P futures are up 0.2%. Dow futures are up 0.4%. And NASDAQ futures are down 0.1% in advance of this morning's opening. And, Pete, that's real news.
Three, almost four after the hour, 303-696-1971. Good morning on a Thursday, sunny and very hot. The sad news, there was two things yesterday. ZZ Top's bassist, Dusty Hill, 72 years of age, and now that's a young guy.
Yeah, it is.
But Dusty Hill's gone, and for more than 50 years, I saw them live in Sturgis. I mean, God, they were just, that was a wonderful, wonderful. And they'll go on. They're working out with a guy right now, but he sang Sharp Dressed Man, and he did, I mean, he was wonderful, and I've seen him so many times. They're the all-time, biker, I guess, Leonard Skinner and these guys, but I have a sound system on my motorcycle. I can't tell you how many miles I rode motorcycles with them as the backdrop. It just, it is. And also, Ron Popeil died, the pocket fisherman.
Oh, okay.
You remember, he was the greatest pitch man I think I ever saw in my life.
Yeah,
we talk in this business.
Right.
Remember, he had the thing, hair in a can. You could spray that stuff on the top of your head. And they found out all kinds of television anchors did that. Remember, they do like this. You guys, I don't know if people remember that, but
I do.
He
yeah.
called it hair in a can.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he was the pocket fisherman. He had a barbecue gimmick. He was wonderful. He could pitch. Man, was he great. And Bob Lee used to mimic him all the time. He used to mimic Ron Popeil, the pocket fisherman. And boy, he'd really catch his fish. And he had all these great taglines.
Uh-huh.
And but the one we remembered was hair in a can. And remember, I think there's actually some local Denver news anchors that did hair in a can.
They do that?
Because the way, the television lights that hit you put this black junk on your head or blonde junk or white junk or whatever you did, and he just sprayed it. And it made it look like he had lots of hair. Maybe I should try that. Ron Popeil and then Dusty Hill. So, that beat, so many times. Morning, everybody. 303-696-1971. Here's a story. The COVID-19 outbreak related to Major League Baseball's All-Star Game hosted in Denver. Did you see this one? The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment learned of the outbreak that included 14 people on July 21st. Dateline, Denver. Colorado health officials have listed Major League Baseball, the MLB, All-Star event, in its latest release of outbreak data for the state after 14 people contacted COVID-19 attending the baseball game. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment states the outbreak was reported to the public health officials on July 21st. And that's the part of the story I like the most. They never said anything, did they?
No, they didn't. No statement came out of Governor Polis's office.
And Governor, yes, I mean, I thought this was a great story.
Yeah.
And then, things that make you go, But they reported it to public health officials July the 21st. And, of course, I think there was another cover-up that took place, but nearly 50,000 people attended. It's unclear from health officials if the 14 people contacted COVID inside the ballpark at Coors Field or any various events held around the ballpark and nearby McGregor Square. One thing we do know, in that hotel where all the rifles were found.
Yes, that's right.
All that black tar heroin. Now, don't worry about that.
Now, the other cover-up, that wouldn't be the removal of the homeless people from the stadium, would it?
No, because they wouldn't. Maybe they get COVID. I love this story. Yeah. It's just like, it is so media, it is so inside how Colorado and how Denver works. All right. 303-696-1971.
And miraculously, of course, the COVID was over at the time that
Don't worry about it.
That's right.
What me worry?
Right.
So I thought that was great. A piece in Colorado Clear Politics. Polis refuses to rule out another mask mandate. I'm not so sure. You know, the 303-696-1971, all day, all night, it's nothing but choices and unvaccinated and vaccinated and masking and not masking. And again, it just spins into nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just become, what are you going to do next? So would you put a mask back on?
If I was mandated to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, would you, Billy's wearing a mask now. No, would you mask up if you're told you have to mask up?
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's a minor inconvenience. What's the big deal? Right. I mean, it's a 6-inch piece of cloth over your face. I've always failed to see the reason that people are mad about that. I mean, we put on larger pieces of cloth covering other portions of our body every day.
Yes,
so for a minor inconvenience,
would you wear underwear, Bill, if it was mandated?
Well, only if it's mandated.
That's right.
And then only if it mandated G-string.
That's right.
You know, I think I got the legs for it.
But you put the Skibs on. The president will order federal government employees today to get vaccinated or submit themselves to regular testing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a question. I mean, here we go again. Ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding. Round one begins. 303-696-1971. It's all kinds of nasty. We didn't even sit down yet. There's
nasty started,
messages
huh?
begin. Yeah. 303-696-1971. If you were mandated if your work, and they haven't done it at this work, if your boss said to you, get the vaccine or submit to regular testing, what would you do?
Well, I already have the vaccine.
I know
so
that, but hypothetically.
I would, if I wanted to remain employed, I would comply.
In
the same way that if I don't get a raise when I ask for it.
That's right. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Yeah, right.
The Biden team, and it's. I watched Joe Biden yesterday. He really is.
I have a question on vaccines. Yeah. I have a question on vaccines first, because I think this may be coming, and nobody's really talking about it as far as the school systems. You know, they're talking about possibly having the kids fully masked up going back to the schools. I have a thought, and I don't have anything backing this up, but I have a feeling that somewhere there are discussions going on that if your school students are 12 years old or older and haven't gotten vaccinated, they're going to make you stay online.
Wow.
They won't let you in the school.
Wow. Well,
I have nothing backing that up. I'm just saying I think that's the direction we're going.
We can hear the phones, 303-696-1971. I watched Biden yesterday. I mean, he really is. He's really, you know, we're old men, so we can say that.
We can see it when you're losing
it. Oh, man, he's troubled.
Yeah.
There's something going on. And, you know, the former presidential doctors, not only former President Trump's doctor, but Barack Obama's doctor.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
something's wrong.
Well, you know, and I can understand that, because I have some days when I can't get a hold of common words. Other days I'm razor sharp. You know,
what was today?
I'm not sure. What was your name again?
Uh-huh. And you?
Yes.
What's your name?
Right.
Yeah. No. What would you do? And it's going to come to this. It really is going to come to this. The COVID outbreak related to Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game,
oh, man,
just makes me, you know, it just makes me smile. And they told these people what was happening. And here we are, Jaws again. We've talked about you know, the Jaws and the enemy of the people and the mayor. And, you know, and this mayor is, like, so bad. Mm-hmm. And is there, you know, somebody says, is there anything else other than COVID to talk about? There's a ton of things I'd rather talk about, but COVID seems to be the, you know, the front page.
Keeps coming up.
Yeah. Here's, let me read it. We got messages, oh, so many. If your boss said to you, you had to get a tattoo to remain employed, would you? It's too late. But no, that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement. Is there anything besides COVID going on? Yeah, there's tons of stuff going on I'd love to talk about. Why don't you call the radio show and do that?
Yeah.
No, I have some... We watched the testimony and on what happened at the Capitol, and the D.C. police testified. We've seen that. There's a bunch of things. Tomorrow will be a full house. Today's pretty much open lines, but tomorrow we have a full house of people, including one of my closest friends, a guy named Jeff Decker. And Decker is a sculptor and a motorcyclist, and he goes to Sturgis, and he's just a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And he's on with us tomorrow. Unvaccinated Americans here being shamed by celebrities, pundits, and politicians for making individual choices on whether to take the COVID virus vaccine. Charles Barkley, wow.
Yeah.
He leads, and this is, everybody should be vaccinated, period. The only people who are not vaccinated are just a-holes. Charles Barkley, man, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what would you do? If you're 303-696-1971. So I know, after all, you're sticking a needle in your arm. No, that's not true. Tattoos are just they're just anyhow. What would we do? Is everybody in your family vaccinated?
Well, my family is Donna and me. So
yeah, sure.
Yes, we are.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody, my grandson isn't, because he's a little guy. But
I don't know about my kids. My son, Scott, who you know,
sure,
is in...
he's vaxxed.
Yeah, he's vaxxed because he's in a healthcare
right
type of business.
You know, so he's vaxxed.
Yeah.
Billy, what's going to happen? I mean, we talk about this all the time, the mandate, and Joe Biden will order the federal government employees on Thursday to get vaccinated or submit themselves to regular testing. The president said his administration Again, I'm reading this. The vaccine mandate for federal employees, but the White House appears willing to leave options open for people who don't want the vaccine on religious grounds. That'll be fun to watch. The White House is growing increasingly frustrated, says this press release, at unvaccinated Americans. You think he's mad at you? Biden lashed out on Tuesday. I'll quote. This is where I saw him. "We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated. We're sowing enormous confusion. If those other 100 million got vaccinated, we'd be a very different world." Do you think that's true? Mm. If everybody had the vax? The past 48 hours demonstrates that Biden and the White House remain unable to respond quickly to the spike of cases blamed on the spread of the Delta variant of the virus. Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't know. When you consider that the people who are hospitalized now are unvaccinated.
And has meaning.
Yeah, it does have meaning.
Yeah. What is it, 90-plus percent of the people mm-hmm. in Florida that are in hospital
uh-huh. yeah.
right now are unvaxxed.
Yeah, and you can't get around that fact, you know?
No.
Yeah, a fact.
But there's all these. I spent a lot of my time yesterday reading all the conspiracy theories on the vax, and they're really interesting. What people believe, there are people who believe you're getting little microchips put in you, and there's all kinds of crazy yep. stuff. And,
yeah. Somebody told me that I got the mark of the beast because.
Oh yeah, no. I remember yeah. the guy you went to church with told you that yeah. and said, "Yeah, the mark of the beast."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I told you that story about Reagan that. And we'll go to the phones in a second. He's Ronald Reagan is Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Yeah.
All right, lines are lighting up. All right, we can start with Larry. Hey, Larry, on a radio show, man. You bailed us out. Good morning. Hey.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey.
We're talking about the concerns that the administration has with people getting vaccinated, wearing masks. But we got tens of
Absolutely.
Thousands of people coming across that southern border.
Absolutely.
Who have COVID, we know they do,
yep.
and they're coming across and they're spreading them out
absolutely.
Into the cities all over our country.
I mean, absolutely, absolutely.
They don't believe. They don't care about us.
Oh, that's your ding, 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 ding.
BS.
Come in. Let me ask you a question because I've been thinking about this too. When did the light go on for you? How old were you when you knew that the whole thing was a jitterbug? When?
I'm an old guy.
I am too.
So it was a while back.
Like, pick a was there an event that you went, okay, that's it? I'm seriously.
I can't think of an event.
It could have been gradual, you know, like.
It's just a gradual yeah. build up of the fact that the reality is, you know, I don't want to believe my country and the government that it leads. Doesn't care about us and doesn't really care about the population. But that's true.
No, we share that. I have a column up now that for God's and taking all this heat, people are saying good column. It's on the website. And I call it, you know, the all these different things that you and I have lived through, the Gulf of Tonkin and yellow cake aluminum and, you know, lies, man, lies.
I was in Vietnam. I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Just lies. And Nixon's lies and Johnson's lies and my God, the lies of Bill Clinton. And so what do we do with all of that?
Well, the problem is right now, I guess my feeling is we're kind of doomed. We're doomed.
You know, yesterday, one of my dearest friends, and there's people that I have conversations with away from what we do for a living. And he said, "We're really done, aren't we?" And I looked at him.
Yeah.
He's retiring off of a government job, and he's a very brave guy. He's a good man. He said, "We've passed a point." And I said, I don't want to believe it, but I can certainly hear it and see it.
Well, I say this stuff about the illegal immigrants. I mean, they could have stopped that a while back. There's no reason to do it. Their reason is they want more votes and they want more people.
I don't think there's any question of that. But here's the thing about the Republican Party. And again, it isn't just people from Mexico. I mean, there are people from Cuba and Haiti and Dominican Republic and the Middle East. And I mean, the idea, you get to Mexico, you can get in. That's really how it works. It's if you can get to Mexico, you know, and you just keep trying at the border, you'll eventually get in the country. I mean, that's just bottom line truth.
Well, and they're turning them loose with no court dates. You just say show up when you
oh, they're not
chance,
showing up.
Would you?
It's like
why
like,
would they show? Yeah. Somebody, if he shows
yeah,
up,
I'm coming back, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
Well, you know, this idiot program that Hickenlooper launched called STAR, and they have these, they're not cops, but they're out there, and they have little books of citations for the homeless. And,
oh, God.
And I got a friend who's another guy that, he's a Denver PD guy's going off the job after, he's coming up on 35, he's a street cop, and not a, you know, he's a street cop, he's a tough guy. And he said he's waiting for the first big giant guy on a 5-day meth run. And the guy's psychotic and decides to rip up a McDonald's someplace. And here comes little Mary Sunshine in with her citation book and takes one right in a snot box. And we're off to see the wizard.
Well, Peter, look at the crime, the violence in this country over the last year. It's tremendous. It's horrendous. The number of people getting shot and killed for nothing.
I mentioned yesterday we had four killings, a woman, two women, and a kid, and a guy, and then there was a bunch of people shot yesterday. Denver, and this is the inability of the media. Denver is systematically becoming either Chicago or San Francisco or a combination of the two, and when you have Hickenlooper and Hancock and these people, I'm telling you, I come back to the Republican Party. Here's your chance. If you don't screw it up, they'll screw it up. But if you don't screw it up, here's your chance.
Yeah, we're basically at the tipping point as far as I'm concerned.
Larry, how old are you?
Just turned 74.
There you go. So there had to be a minute or a series of things. I mean, there's a reason. I'm reading last night. Nobody believes anybody.
Oh, no. Well, you can look at Congress now. You got the House of Representatives over there who, if you don't wear a mask, she's charging them $500.
Yes, I saw that.
Meanwhile, on the Senate side of the House, there's no mask requirement. What the hell?
What in the five times are these people doing to us?
Exactly.
God, man.
That's what it is. You figure, what are they doing to us? It's not for us. What are they doing to us?
When they had that meeting, when all the heads of corporations and banks and everybody all got together up in Idaho, and somebody said, "What are they talking about?" I said, "They're talking about you. That's what they're talking about." I steal from Trotsky all the time, but Trotsky had that great line: "You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. You may not be interested in these people, but they're very interested in you."
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! We're a commodity.
You take care of yourself. I'm running away here.
Thanks, Peter.
And when did the light go on? That's a great question. When did the light go on? You go, when did the light go on for you?
Richard Nixon. I voted for him. And,
what was I thinking?
Well,
no, that's good. No, that's good.
Yeah. I would say Richard Nixon.
There's an idea that, again, historians, that if America... If America, you know, at Pearl Harbor, then what happens subsequently after that? If America, you know, gets an awakening, Nixon's a great one.
Yeah,
you know, I told you, I've said this before, that I think what sets our course and probably Larry's as well is that time period from Jack Kennedy's assassination to Richard Nixon's resignation.
Yeah,
man,
that
sets the course, and it. Seemingly, the country's never righted itself since,
with
the exception of Reagan.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There was an outcome of an election in Texas where the Trump candidate gets beaten, and the winner says they were, you know, kind of they were Reagan-esque.
Yeah,
and I thought, wow, that's kind of my how I think Republicans could do here. But
when did it go on for you?
It was a series of things. You know, I just think that it was, you know, there were moments, and then I would drop back and want to believe again, and then I would finally, I've told the story, my dad came home, and I was, 15, came home from his lodge, and he brought, it was either None Dare Call It Conspiracy or None Dare Call It Treason. Mm-hmm. Those are great books. Mm-hmm. And here, read this, you know. Because uh-huh. I was always, and that was when I first started seeing, well, maybe this isn't what people think it is.
Yeah.
And then and it was like The Grand Illusion, and then just a series of things. And now, you know, it's really, we're caught now because I actually believe probably nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Probably believe nothing. Uh-huh. I mean, we were talking about that. And you want to say to people, I love my country.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate these people so much.
Oh, man.
And what they've done to our country. And what they've done to our country.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get this puppy underway. 303-696-1971. That's a great question. When did the light go on for you that, you know, that this is a jitterbug? And, you know, when you think of these presidents of my childhood and my life, you know, that I legitimately thought cared about my country. I think Eisenhower legitimately loved this country.
Yeah,
I really truly do.
I
think
agree.
Ronald, without a question, Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure about the other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, but those two, I mean, in my lifetime, Harry Truman.
Yeah, that's true.
Harry Truman,
right.
Loved our country.
Uh-huh.
Ike did. Reagan, without question, did.
Mm-hmm.
The Bushes, nah, mm-hmm. you know. All right, back after this with your calls. 98 will be the high today, 710 KNUS. There you go. Little band from Texas. Dusty Hill is gone. How many miles? How many bars? How many? Wow. 98 will be the high today, 95 tomorrow, and 82 on Saturday. Sturgis warming up. Dusty Hill is gone at 72 years of age. The other part of this, and we'll go right back to the phones. We're jammed up. I don't understand politicizing Simone Biles. I just don't. I mean, the stuff that's said now about this young woman, she broke. And they made her into a villain on her team, and stuff that's being said, and the Black Lives Matter part raises its ugly head.
Yeah, I've been real shocked about that with the number of people that have been calling her, you know, questioning her ability, calling her weak and saying that she backed away. Like, do you have any idea the amount of stuff that she's done? Do you have any idea the amount of achievements that she's done? Do you have any idea the amount of things that she's been able to do in her life? And so the idea that because she had something and mentally it was not right and she backed away and she talked about the idea that what she was getting is something in gymnastics called the dizzies, where it actually screws with your equilibrium and how you can perform, how you can actually perform the event. So what I'm hearing is that because of some, you know, false nationalism, some false nationalist feeling in this country, that we believe that this athlete should put her physical body at risk because we want to feel good about America. No, I'm sorry, because the tricks that she does, that can put her in danger when she doesn't have the right equilibrium. She can fall and seriously hurt herself.
But like
that doesn't matter to you guys, does it, though?
Well, like other things I see in the country today, it's a vice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard stuff from the other side, you know, coached by white people. And
oh, I know.
And
that's just as ridiculous.
Well, it's more, perhaps even more so, but this poor young woman, who I just think is just the best, and
if
she's
anybody has to
the
think
truth.
That she's weak, then you have no idea what she's gone through and what she does. I mean, it's there are pictures online of her sitting, you know, going through how many, you know, times after you go, would you be able to go out and exercise and do those routines that many hours a day, and then go through the recovery that she has to? It's impossible. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And you know, I lots of, you know, respect to her for recognizing that she was going to put herself
in
danger.
Yeah, she's smart.
Good enough at this. She knows that, hey, something's off and I'm going to put myself in some physical danger by continuing. So she stepped away.
Even
it sucks.
That final vault, and I've seen it now, where she actually ends up facing the wrong way than she should have been. I mean,
she lost the equilibrium.
She's
it happens.
Terrific young woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Back to the phones we go with a line open. Chuck, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Hey.
Well, I wanted to say, like, how many illegals coming across the border are vaccinated?
None.
Or wearing masks? Yeah.
None.
So there's a a divide here where for everyone who's from here and has lived here and continues, there's a, like I said, the double standard. And it's not just, let me tell you something, like with some of those, and some of the countries they're coming from, the real problem eventually is going to show up. It's not going to be COVID. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be the health system's going to be overwhelmed with some of the diseases that they're going to start to see, don't you think?
Well, they're the diseases that have been eradicated in this country are back,
right,
and they've been brought in by illegals. I have friends that say bed bugs came back
after
being eradicated. We have bed bugs again. And, you know, there's any number of things that have come back into the country. Nothing. And again, I love that first caller. He echoes this morning, you know, they really don't care about me. And I'm thinking, when did that light go on for you that these people really, truly don't care about me?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but I can remember even like as a young kid, like I recognized the change because you're old enough to remember like when you used to have like prayer in school.
Oh, sure. I was a school prayer kid, yeah.
Right. Then it seemed like the next year, all of a sudden, like that didn't happen. I was thinking to myself, boy, that really seems kind of weird because there's like no prayer. Nobody's talking like about the last thing going out the door because it was a small school. Yeah. Make sure you go to church and Sunday school tomorrow. And like, it's like the next grade was like, hey, we didn't hear that anymore.
But
it was this big voice.
Yeah, I have this series of questions that I ask that I don't, it's not right or wrong. It just is. When you were a kid growing up, did you know any families that were divorced?
No.
Did you know any kids that didn't go to church?
Mm-mm. Not at all. Every family did.
Here's the showstopper. Did you know any moms that had a career?
No. I mean, my mom had to work because my dad died like 3 months like before I was born. But other than that, no.
But, I mean, you get on a list of things. And, you know, I don't know for good, bad, or indifferent, but certainly they were an intrinsic part of how we grew up. And I don't know of any kids that I grew up with that didn't. And I was, you know, it was a blue-collar, working-class neighborhood. They went to church. And my mom worked in a bakery, and then she worked at Sears. That's because they needed money. I mean, it wasn't good. And
sure.
And yesterday we were talking about it, and also, did you know anybody's dad that didn't smoke? No.
That's something too. Like, and it was a choice. It wasn't, I don't know. It's like when I see someone smoke today, it's almost like I cringe.
Oh yeah, sure.
Jesus. I hear like about all the ads like about the smoke and everything else, but yet that's been replaced by marijuana, and that's okay to smoke. It's not affecting your lungs.
But it's like the idiot attorney general that we have that, you know, does the gangbang on Big Pharma to sue them because of the making oxycodone, and turns around and is an advocate for heroin injection. I mean, that guy's just total, you know, duplicitous. You know, the next verb or word is yours, but how can you be doing this and then doing that? Well, same thing, like you said, how can you mandate a mask and open the back door to God only knows who's coming in the country? I don't know.
I'll tell you one of the turning point of the culture, I think, was when the Clintons came in, don't you think?
The Clintons grifted America.
It was like a relaxation of the culture.
But remember who they were. I mean, and who they and what they were about. And you know, they beat Poppy, and I'm not so sure Poppy wanted to win anyhow. But no, the Clintons were the first generation that represented me. In other words, Jack Kennedy. One of the things that they say about Jack Kennedy, he was the World War II young World War II veteran. He represented most of the men in America. You know, and he was their guy. They saw themselves in him. And apparently, I didn't see much in the Clintons, but they were. And now you look at the generations that represented us. George Walker Bush, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton. I mean, I don't, the Obamas. I mean, these people represent our generation. You know, where is the FDR? Where is the Eisenhower? And even Jack Kennedy, you know, to this degree, he... Jack Kennedy could not be a Democrat today. You know that.
Right. Well, see, it's my view that everything held together as long as you had the World War II veterans. And I think after that, after you started to lose them, they were able to make the change because they know there was no resistance at that point.
It's a crazy moment, and I don't know. I what is the great line? You know, will the wolf survive? I don't know. And that fellow who led the calls this morning about, you know, the future. And it's a very difficult moment. I'll give you the last comment.
If we win, if the Republicans win in 2022, yeah. I mean, it gives you a chance. But I think even then, it's just short-lived.
Yeah, what's a win look like? You know, it's like...
Right, because with all the people that you have coming in now, you know they're going to make them legal, and they all vote Democrats. So
But that's not necessarily true. I mean, these folks that I know, a lot of Hispanic people that I know that really have, like, you know, and really intense values on church and you know, different things. If the Republican Party is smart, and it's not, you will begin to talk to those people. That's an amazing demographic and they're conservative by nature. And although they've been treated badly by Republicans, and I'm reading that Coors Boycott book right now that's very good, and it's just a hodgepodge. Chuck, I got to pull the pin. Good morning, everyone. My great friend, Dr. Julie McCallum, she's out on her motorcycle on the road now. Changed my life, and do the same for you. If you're struggling with low energy, lack of focus, unintentional weight gain, no sex drive, poor sleep, Dr. McCallum and the team at Cenogenics can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy. Cenogenics Elite Health Evaluation takes a detailed look at all your body systems, starting with your brain and your bones and your muscles and your heart and your lungs, and comprehensive blood test. And at the end of all of this, Dr. McCallum puts the answers together, and Jared's there, and Jackie's there, and the supervised plan. And believe me, you, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And you talk to Jackie, and you arrange the free 20-minute phone call with Dr. McCallum. The website's denver.cenogenics.com, 720-387-3681. The bassist, Dusty Hill, gone at 72 years of age. How many miles? How many times? How many times in Sturgis I saw ZZ Top, a little band from Texas, and Dusty Hill's gone at 72 years of age. Good morning, everyone. 98, sunny and very hot. Go to the phones. Blaze, man, I like your name. Blaze, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete.
You too.
Hey, I just want to ask you something I learned from my Uncle Pete. He was a vice president at Prudential Life Insurance.
Okay.
He once told me what the cheapest commodity on the face of the planet was. Ah. And, of course, I said what everybody said, dirt. But, you know, dirt's not cheap.
Oh.
So, do you have an answer for that?
I do not.
Well, what he told me was the human being is the cheapest commodity on the face of the earth.
Oh, sure.
And being an insurance salesman, I figured he kind of knew something. He was a pretty sharp guy. In answer to your question, when did things change for me? Yeah. I would say when Kennedy got shot. I was living in D.C. with my family. I was about in the second grade or something. And Kennedy got shot. My old man was working Pentagon, Maine Navy Communications. And that was the first time my old man came home where I saw fear in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, up until that point, I never saw my dad scared. He was scared that day.
That's a real turning point for the people of your father and my generation. And it manifests itself even today, where I'm one of those people. I don't believe the official government position. I've waded through this and book after book after book and guest after guest after guest, and I don't believe the official version. And it leads into so many different things. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution, a total lie manifested. And then we know that Richard Nixon lied. The war could have ended, and Nixon continued the war. And, you know, we just go again and again and again. So we come to these moments, whether it's the Trump election, which I'm not opening that door, or whether or not to get vaccinated. But there's been such a long road, Blaze, of lies.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. The other turning point, I'd say, was the Gore-Bush election. You know, that was the first one where the Chads in Florida.
Do you want to continue? I got the music kicking in. You want to stay on and come back out of
the
box?
Hang on.
You got it. There's one line open, 303-696-1971. 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. Everyone hang on. 98 will be the high today. And well, I tell you what, when I heard Dusty Hill was gone, it was like there's a lot of miles on Dusty Hill. We rode together. Saw him in Sturgis when they spin the guitars and spin the bass. And wow. And then remember Eliminator and Sharp Dressed Man and She's Got Legs. And I'm thinking, all those tunes. Tomorrow maybe got some afternoon rain coming in. We'll continue. It's a good jump ball open lines morning. 303-696-1971. Stay here. I'm Peter Boyles, Radio Free Denver. Good old 710 KNUS.